We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Going on, Orlando Magic fans, welcome to the six-man show post-game live presented by Rock'em. We won again. Magic win 113-103 north of the border in Toronto. It's so interesting, guys. Like, the Magic didn't play their best basketball tonight, obviously, right? But I was never worried. You know, like, are we officially a team that with certain teams, like with a certain segment of teams in the NBA, are we finally a team that can play with our food, for lack of a better term? Like, we can just, like, goof off for, you know, 30 minutes out of a game as long as we play really hard for 18 or something like that? I don't know. It just never felt like this game was a concern, at least to me. Magic win by 10, 113-103 in Toronto, as I said. Have now won two in a row. You know, thinking back to the five-game win streak, the two-game losing streak, the two-game win streak, that makes now 7 of 9 they've won. Pretty good stretch there. Yeah, not a bad night. Again, like I've said, since the All-Star break, a win is a win is a win. We're not going to sit here and complain about it. We're going to enjoy it. And I'm excited because we have Toronto again on Sunday. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'm also excited about Rock'em. Why? Because Rock'em is the presenting sponsor of the Six-Man Show post-game live, and they have been all season long. This is what? Number 67, game 67 or something crazy like that. So big shout out to Rock'em. They're the world's largest sock store. They're located in Orlando, and they make socks and underwear, some crazy looking stuff for some of your favorite sports teams, including, of course, the Orlando Magic. You can find them at Rock'em.com, and be sure when you go to Rock'em.com that you use that code MAGIC20. Why? Because it will get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com, where you can buy all kinds of cool socks, like, of course, the Play the Song socks, which we love. We love those. Those are available for purchase at rock'em.com. Just be sure you use that code MAGIC20 so you get 20% off. Before I go to the Super Chats, before I go to the chat, before I talk about this game, before anything like that, I do have to warn you. There is some gnarly weather outside right now. So if the stream were to just suddenly drop, that's why. And if that does happen, go to Twitter or Instagram or whatever. We'll keep you posted on when and if the show comes back. But fingers crossed, we'll make it through tonight. First off, we do, of course, have a Super Chat from Ty Mr. TV. He says, this is a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some six fans started singing it, and we will continue singing because Magic got another W. I love that. How fun. That's great. Ty, as always, thank you so much for the super chat. Yes, a lovely night. Another lovely win for the Magic. This team loves to feast on the bad teams this season, which is pretty fun. Rom says, great game. Let's go, Magic. Love that. Doc says, with a vicious Paolo slam, jam hot. That one was nice. The Jalen Suggs alley-oop. Yeah, pretty awesome. Doc says, I've already hit the like. Hey, you're a trendsetter. If you haven't yet, if you're here, there's over 100 of you here already. Why don't you hit the like button? It always helps us out. Let's see. Sorry, I'm talking with Jonathan. Jonathan was at our watch party tonight. We did have a watch party there. Getting to enjoy this game tonight, which is pretty awesome, and obviously always good to get a win. Six-man show watch parties, guys. Pretty great record. I'm just saying. Oh, we just got another super chat here. Okay, let's see. I'm going to try to pronounce this. From Germany. Is it Kartoschka or Kartoschka? He says, hello from Germany. It's 3 a.m. here. Thank you so much for the 5 euro super chat. Love that. Thank you so much. Always appreciate that. All right. Let's see here. Dennis says, Magic are hitting important shots consistently. There are some guys on this team that love big time moments, whether it's late in the fourth quarter or whether it's to stop the bleeding of a run by the other team. Obviously, I think of Paolo. I think of Jalen Suggs. Those two guys, whew, I'm pretty good at that. Chris says, Paolo and Jalen with monster dunks tonight. Paolo, cock that thing back. Play that song. Yeah, Paolo's dunk was great. Like I said, Jalen's alley-oop was pretty awesome. And a very timely one, too. That Jalen one was very, very timely. We needed that. It was in the middle of a run. Kind of made it double digits. Oh, we just got a dislike. Sorry about that. Sorry you don't like the show. Hopefully it was an accident. Dennis says, taking care of business. We might really be in the playoffs. No, we're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to be in the playoffs, okay? It's going to happen. All right. I'm almost there where I can confidently say that. Luke B says, this is how Magic games versus under 500 teams go. Go up 10 points, stop playing as hard, lose a double-digit lead, back and forth for a minute, play harder, and look unstoppable, repeat. You're not wrong. It's happened a lot this season. Thanks, Praises says, thoughts, love, and prayers to the Barrett family. Heartbreaking loss. Yeah, obviously a little bit of a cloud over this game. For those that may be unaware, RJ Barrett lost his brother suddenly, unexpectedly. I don't know if I saw it today or last night. I think it might have been last night. Regardless, obviously, horrific situation. You wouldn't wish that on anybody. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks, Praises, for bringing that up. Ikaru says, gave us a scare. But good closeout. Eight at home in a row. Let's win, boys. Isn't this crazy, guys? We've been talking about these next eight games since like August. An eight-game homestand. I think it's like the third or fourth longest homestand in franchise history as far as days go. I don't remember what the days are. Let me pull it up here. But it's crazy. Like, it's crazy to think about. You have eight straight home games. I'm trying to see when the next time the Magic go on the road. So obviously they'll fly back right here. They'll probably get off the ground in the next 2 hours, hour and a half maybe. So, and then they don't go on the road again until Wednesday, April 3rd. That's crazy. Man, we got to take advantage of that. We're going to talk more about this homestand here at the end of the show, so stick around for that. But I'm just looking ahead here. One, two, that's a 2.5 week homestand. That's basically like two-third week homestand. Pretty awesome. Very, very excited about that. Luke says that Paolo pass to Suggs was so nasty. Wasn't that crazy? That's one of the best assists of the year. That's going to end up being top five, top three, maybe top one. I don't remember. Pretty awesome. Janine says Jalen is just ridiculous. The dunk, the threes, and P5 with that jam. Took care of business. Let's go, Magic. Love that. Let's go. Solitary says Wendell Kapaya Carter Jr. with that dagger. Wendell, man, he's not getting enough credit for his three-point shooting this season. I know we like Wendell to do more than just be a three-point shooter, and he has his nights. But the dude's shooting 40% from three this year. I mean, come on. And yeah, big clutch one there. Love that. Thanks, Praises says, Jalen with the jam hot chicken jam of the week for sure. Hot ones is good too, but jam hot chicken. Gary says, Magic Maniacs. Oh yeah, there's 110 of you here right now. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday night at 10:08 p.m. Eastern. Here's the thing, guys. Every one of these games matters. Every one of these games matters. And so we are just getting warmed up. It's crazy to think about this, guys. We are less than a month from the end of the regular season. Regular season ends Sunday, April 14th is the last day of the regular season. So here we sit, March 15th, less than a month away. It's getting serious now, guys. Not just for the team, but here for the show, too. Glad you guys are with us now because it's about to get wild when we get in the playoffs. I can't wait for those post-game shows. This thing, this chat, and like it's gonna be a party if we win, hopefully. Hopefully we win some games. Luke says, Franz looked pretty good tonight. He absolutely did. I thought Franz, what did he end up, 6 of 9 tonight? Obviously super efficient. Didn't force anything. Part of it is Toronto defensively, not great. Not a great defensive team right now, especially without Scotty Barnes. But obviously, you can't take that away from Franz. Franz just took advantage of what was given to him. And so, yeah, did a good job. Ty Mr. TV says, in the words of a wise DJ, another one. Love that. Steven says, never a doubt. Never, ever a doubt. The Only Hero says, Magic taking care of business. I love to see it. Also, don't care what the refs say. Isaac got that block. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. That was... I know it has to be like clear and disputable. Clear and indisputable. That's the word. Video evidence. The angle from the top down, it looked simultaneous. The angle from the side, it looked clean. So I don't know. I don't really know. Obviously, I'm very biased. I thought it was clean, but whatever. Whatever. It was a beautiful play. Ella says, whooping up on the Toronto Raptors. The Tampa Raptors makes me so dang happy. That's so funny. Chris knows. He says, three games until nipples. If you know, you know. Luke getting those nipples warmed up, potentially. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Tim says 24-6 against teams under 500. So I think we can get away with it. I mean, it feels like it. It's what it feels like it. T Rhodes, 50 wins is possible. It's possible until it's not. That's all I'm saying. Okay. We're still hanging on. I'm going to come over here and pull this up. Obviously we'll look at the scores and stuff and the standings as we always do at the end of the show. But in case you missed it, the Heat did win tonight, which stinks. But here we are, is this right? 39-28? I thought, oh yeah, I guess that is right. 39-28. So yeah, you have to go 11 and, oh crap, math, what is that? 78, 11 and 4? Oh gosh, that sounds daunting. But it's possible, 11 and 4, whatever, maybe. Why not? Yeah, Janine says, J.I. with the Coast to Coast block, not a goaltend. I mean, it looked good to me. Trending says, we just need New York to keep losing so we get the 4 seed. That'd be amazing. I'm still not counting out the 3rd seed. That's all I'm saying. It'd be amazing to get the 3 seed. You're just 3.5 games back of Cleveland. Why not? Why not us? Zachary says, Paolo to the distributor. Facts. Paolo ends up with, I believe, 8 assists. Yeah, 8 assists tonight, and several of them were spicy. They were beautiful. Love to see that. Michael Martin says, our Magic beating the Little Raptors like they should. Don't blame us for you blowing it up. Been there, done that. Yeah, we know what that's like. We know what that's like. Solitary says, Orlando Magic. All right. You know what? Let's play the song. Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic. Watch out, but you ain't gonna get ya. Let's go. You just love that song. What a great song it is. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce this. I'll just say ZGHD. It says that stat that showed our record on games that start at half past the hour is crazy. Isn't that wild? I saw it on Twitter earlier this week. It's kind of crazy. Tonight, fun fact, is our last game of the season that starts at half past the hour until the postseason. More than likely, it's going to happen. Potentially, you know. But we'll see. Luckily, we're able to break that curse tonight. B Dill says, want to make Raptors fans mad? Tweet that Suggs outscored Barnes by 16 and just sit and laugh. Oh my gosh. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Oh, that's funny, dude. Oh, man. If someone does that, send it to us because I kind of do want to see what they say. Oh, we have a special guest joining us. I totally forgot we were doing this. Hold on one second. I gotta get you set up, brother. Let's see here. This is totally my fault. I'm the one who said we should do this, and then I forgot about it. Hold on. Okay, he's good to go. Here we go. There he is. What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? How are we doing?
Great. There we go. Jonathan Osborne tuning in live from our watch party tonight. Yo, dude, how was the night there?
The vibes were fantastic. I've never been to this spot over here at the Twisted Handle, but everybody here was great. The staff was great. The food was fantastic. I got this massive flatbread, told myself I wasn't going to eat the entire thing, but you should know me better than that. I definitely ate the whole thing. But yeah, man, the city's ready for the playoffs. That's the vibes that I got from tonight. Like, the team getting off to that huge run, this place was going crazy. Raptors come back a little bit, but from the moment that Jalen Suggs catches that lob in the second half, this place was on fire the entire second half. So I just love that coming out to these things, we always meet people that I've talked to online for a long time. And then for them to come up and not give me their real name, but to give me their Twitter handle or whatever, and just finally be able to thank people for their years of support. Listen, guys, the playoffs are coming. I had a talk with some of the folks at the Magic, and we are doing it big in the playoffs. So if you're in Orlando, you're in Central Florida, or if you're not, making a trip down here for the playoffs, for home games and away games, will be worth your time. So looking forward to it. Let's get another one on Sunday. And we're playing the song here. The owner comes up. DJ D Strong was here, comes up to me and says, hey, man, we need you to hook your phone up to Bluetooth and play the song across the speakers of the restaurant after the game. And I had to oblige. We had to play the song.
You have to do it. If someone asks you to play the song, you stop what you're doing and play the song. You know,
play the song.
It's just the rules. But yeah, dude, it's so cool. Like, it's funny. We were talking in the chat on Wednesday's game. There were a couple people that were saying they're going to make a trip here for the playoffs just for the watch parties. Like, yeah, they'll come to games, but they'll stick around for watch parties. Like, these things are insane. They're so much fun, and they're just growing. That's what's so cool. Not just the team growing, obviously, but as the team is growing, this fan base is growing, and therefore these watch parties are growing, and they're just becoming more and more fun. Really quick, just thoughts on the game. Obviously, the watch party was great, but I'd love to hear like your quick reaction to the game.
Yeah, one more thing just about the watch party. Like, yeah. If you were at the draft lottery watch party that we did this past summer at the at Wall Street, the next one is that is going to pale in comparison to what we're going to do for the playoffs. So don't miss it. But yeah, was really excited the way that we started the game. You know, basically from like the 6 minute mark of the first through like the 6 minute mark of the third wasn't as fun. It felt like the team that came in and saw the Raptors injury report and said, hey, we've got this one tonight. But to their credit, you know, this team has a switch that they can flip. I questioned that earlier in the year. Like, we play around with our food sometimes, but time and time again against, you know, the sub 500 teams, they've proven that they can flip a switch midway, you know, 3 or 4 minutes left in that third quarter, dominate the first 7-8 minutes of the fourth and put the game away. And to their credit, that's what they did tonight. Paolo Banchero was fantastic. Almost messed around and got the triple-double. Kevin, you've been saying it. This time of the year, we're not going to complain about wins. We're just going to take the wins. We're going to put them in the win column, and we're going to watch us continue to climb up the standings.
Yep. 11 games over 500, which is crazy. Here we are. Oh, we lost him. Oh, RIP. It was a good run while we had him. Thanks, Jonathan, for hanging out with us. Oh, that's amazing. But yeah, anyway, obviously, thanks for Jonathan, you know, sticking, you know, checking out the postgame live here. Always fun to have him hang out with us, especially after the watch parties. Like I mentioned, watch parties, guys. Playoffs, I can't even. But if you're in Central Florida and you're not there, you're missing out. I promise you. But yeah, yeah. Interesting stuff tonight in Toronto. Obviously glad to get a win. But that's what I was saying. 11 games over 500. Obviously still keeping up with the Knicks. We'll see how they do over this weekend. But let's get back to the chat here. Last thing I saw, I remember B Dill with the Raptors things. Let's see. Oh, Ryan, you went to the watch party. Nice. Awesome. Very, very cool. Glad you got to go do that. Always a good time. Ross says Suggs is ice cold, maybe our second best. Yeah. I mean, as far as like ice in his veins, that dude is afraid of nothing. There is no moment in a game that he's afraid of. And obviously that goes back a long way. Like, even think back to college, like the thing he was most famous for coming out of college was that insane, like basically half court shot that maybe, I don't know if it was exactly half court, but it was close to it. Shot for Gonzaga to send him to the Final Four, which was bonkers, man. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I've watched a lot of basketball in my day. Dylan Holden says, glad that one is over. Those boys just were looking to get home. My goodness. Here's the thing. Like, we handled Toronto relatively easily tonight, and we didn't play our best on the road. It makes me feel like Sunday, you just got to beat the brakes off them. You just got to do it. You're at home. There's no back-to-back or anything. And, yeah, you just gotta crush them on Sunday. That's what I want to see. But obviously, we'll talk more about the homestand here in a little bit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see. Solitary talking about that block on Grady Dick that was ended up being a goaltend tragically. Which you hate to see that. Tim says, what do you think are the realistic chances the Magic can snag the fourth seed? I think it's 50-50 right now. I really do. Maybe even more than that, depending on the health of the Knicks, right? Like, if Julius Randle's coming back soon, that might change things. And give them more of an edge, the Knicks more of an edge. But I think it's at least 50-50 right now. I really do. T. Rhodes says, I'm going to be paying rent at Kia Center this month. Facts, bro. So many games. We got a super sticker from Dennis. Thank you so much for that super sticker, Dennis. Always appreciated. Jeremy says, I'm excited to see Jalen over the homestand. He said he's been waiting for it all season. I mean, I feel like all these guys have been. This brutal road schedule that the Magic have had all season long. You know they've just had this time circled on their calendars. And so I'm excited for them to get comfy and, you know, just put a bunch of games together at home. And the cool thing is, like, you get to ramp it up a little bit, right? Like, getting ahead of myself. But we're going to talk about the homestand at the end, I promise, okay? Michael says, if we tie the Knicks, we should have it. Yes, we won the season series against New York 3-1. And so, therefore, if the Magic and the Knicks end up with the same record at the end of the season, the Magic would be ahead of the Knicks, which is pretty awesome. Our friend TH962 says, three away till we see shirtless Luke. Should I do a counter? That's what I need to start doing. I need to start putting a counter up here on the dashboard here of the postgame live. How many wins until shirtless Luke? I'm going to do that. I need to do that. I think that's just a no-brainer. I think we got to have it. Got to have that. All right, I'm so far behind here. I got to skip ahead some of this. TH also said 31-1 when going into the fourth quarter is crazy. That is crazy. I had no idea it was that high now. I was a little scared when they showed that before the fourth quarter here. I was afraid of a jinx. But now 31-1 is crazy. That's so crazy. O-Town says Isaac robbed a block of the year. I mean, anytime you get a two-hand block, it's a candidate for sure. For sure. Skipping ahead a little bit here. You guys, there's a lot of Grady puns happening. Several Grady puns happening. I try to keep it family friendly, guys, but those are pretty funny. Those are pretty funny. Joe says it's a shame they had to put the starters back in. Yeah, you'd love to see that. You know, if they were able to extend that that lead and the starters can maybe get some extended rest. But you know, even when they came back in the starters, it didn't feel like they were having to give 100%. Like, again, it just felt like we were playing with our food all night, which is a very weird thing to say about the Magic. Like, that just, that doesn't really, that's not our thing, you know? It's kind of surprising. Janine says, it's almost time for the spreadsheet. You better believe it. Spreadsheet's coming. Still don't have a sponsor, but that's so funny. Tim says, tomorrow is a chance to claim the four seed with the Knicks loss. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed on that one. Meh, says, who is that guy? When Jonathan came on, that's pretty funny. Let's see here. Yeah, a lot of people talking about the watch party. It's pretty cool. Oh, here's a question. Thanks, Praise. Says, who y'all got in a game of 21, Kevin or Jonathan? 100% Jonathan. I do not stand a chance. No shot. I'm more of the team player, you know? I guarantee you he would get me in a game of, you know, one-on-one or 21, you know, whatever, anything like that. Maybe horse, I might have a chance, but as far as like one-on-one, he's blowing past me every time. Every time. I've said on the show before, if we're actually playing team basketball, I've always compared myself to like an OG Jason Kidd, like before, you know, he was in the twilight of his career and started shooting threes. I'm like an old school Jason Kidd that did everything except score the basketball. I'll get you rebounds. I'll get you assists. I'll play some defense. I'll do some of the dirty work. Don't trust me to score the basketball. I'll tell you that right now. David says, J.I. is showing up big at the right time. That is facts, man. It's crazy. Like, we've talked about it before on the show. Like, all of these interesting decisions, I'll put it that way, throughout the first two-thirds of the season, really. Maybe first half of the season with Jonathan Isaac, as far as, you know, not playing back-to-backs and certain nights playing 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. We said all along, this better be freaking worth it. It better be worth it when it really counts at the end of the season and then the playoffs. And right now, it's been 100% worth it. It really has been. And if they can continue this, ramp him up, postseason around the corner, as we have said on the show a million times, no back-to-backs, no games, three games in four nights in the playoffs. That means Jonathan Isaac's not missing any games. He's being able to go 100%. And then the question is, how many minutes? How many minutes? And we'll see. Pretty exciting, though. Oh, man. Janine says, I may have to make plans to stay down there in Orlando for this playoff series. I mean, if you can make it work, we're here's the thing. The Orlando Magic and the six-man show, between the home games and the watch parties, we're going to give 100%. Now, is that going to be enough to get wins? Who knows? But you know we're giving our best, and it's going to be pretty fun. Pretty fun. There are more Grady puns here. Blake says the bar was trying to get Jonathan lit tonight. That's so funny. Dylan says the practice time during the homestand is big too. Yeah, you can't count that out. The time to like be in your own facility and like do walkthroughs and practices and all that kind of stuff is big, really big. Ty, Mr. TV with the super jazzes. Yes, for the nip counter. All right, it's gonna have to happen. We're gonna do it. You guys are so funny. Luis Rosario says, just got home from the watch party. Nick Anderson stopped by to see the crowd. Always exciting. Nick makes an appearance at several of our watch parties every year, which is always fun. Mr. Orlando Magic himself. Love to see that. Dylan says, 8-0 homestand, baby. We did a 6-0 already this year. That would be insane when you think about the teams. And we're about to go through that in a second, but pretty fun. That would be so fun. All right. How long have we been doing this here? 27 minutes already. All right. I'm just going to fly through the box score really fast tonight because I really want to talk about this homestand. And obviously, we have a spreadsheet to look at, you know. Franz tonight, as we said, a really good performance for him. 19 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Super efficient. 7 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Paolo tonight, obviously didn't shoot the ball super well, but he did everything else so well. Like his vision, his passing, obviously ends up with 8 assists, 9 boards, along with his 17 points. But he did have 6 turnovers and 5 of 15 from the field. So obviously you want him to be more efficient there. Wendell, I thought, was really good tonight. 15 points, 8 boards, 2 of 5 from 3. Gary Harris, 6 points and 2 of 5 from 3. I thought Jalen was terrific tonight. Also got to the rim several times, which, you know, if you've watched the show at all, I always say I want to see Jalen try to get to the rim more. Early on in his career, Jalen was almost too reckless. Like he would go to the rim at the worst possible times and it was dangerous and he was getting hurt and like all this kind of stuff. And then lately, you know, with Paolo and Franz's evolution, he's kind of taken a step back from all that, you know, which is fine. It's kind of his role, but there are certain moments where I wish he'd just like inject himself, you know, just be assertive, get to the rim. And tonight he did that on several occasions, which I thought was great. Markel tonight, 6 points, 3 of 8 from the field, also had 2 assists. Obviously, we've talked a lot about J.I., 10 points, 6 boards in 20 minutes, as well as I'm going to give him 2.5 blocks. Cole had 12 points tonight, 4 of 7 and 2 of 3 from three. Obviously, love to see that. Cole's been struggling shooting the ball lately, and so a good night for him as well as 3 boards. Joe Ingles, a very quiet but efficient 5 points, 5 assists for him. Mo Wagner came in and hit a 3 and a couple other buckets for 7 points and 3 boards. And then Caleb Houston coming in for the last 3 minutes, the Canadian getting a chance there to shine in Toronto, which is always fun to give a guy some shine in his hometown. Look at some of the team stats here. Magic win the points in the paint 52-42. Look at these fast break points. Toronto had 20 fast break points in the first half, ends up with 37 on the game. It's the best fast break team in the league, so it's not surprising, but 37 is very surprising. That's a lot. Magic get 40 bench points, which is great. 14 turnovers for the Magic, considering how bad they were in the first half. You know, you'll take it. I don't remember the number at the half, but it was bad. So they really cleaned it up pretty well in the second half. But they also took advantage of the turnovers pretty well, 23 points on 15 turnovers. All right, looking around the rest of the league, there's only one game that really mattered for the Magic tonight, and of course, it relied on the Pistons, and so it didn't go well. Pelicans beat the Clippers, which is a very, very interesting result. We're playing both of these teams here coming up soon. But as I said, Heat beat the Pistons. Suns beat the Hornets. The games that are in progress right now, Nuggets are leading the Spurs. Hawks beating the Jazz. And as we mentioned, your Orlando Magic win by 10 in Toronto. Oh, I forgot the shooting stats here. Magic shoot 50% from the field, 40 of 80, and 45% from three, and 86% from the free throw line. Love to see that. Love to see those numbers there. All right, looking at some of these standings here before we talk about this homestand, and obviously look at the spreadsheet. Magic now just half a game back of the New York Knicks, just 3.5 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and 2 games up on the Pacers and 2.5 games up on the Heat. It would have been amazing if the Pistons could have pulled that out tonight, because then you would have been... we were 2.5 before, so we would have been, 3.5, which is pretty cool. Would have been cool. All right, guys, let's look at our spreadsheet here, look at some of the games that are coming up for the teams around us, and then we'll talk about this homestand. Obviously, tonight, these two games are the only games, Magic, Raptors, Heat, Pistons. Tomorrow, not a great night. Not a great night. There's only one that's pretty good. You got Knicks at Kings. Would obviously love to see the Kings, take that. The Knicks starting their West Coast road trip right now. But you got Sixers, Hornets, yikes. Pacers, Nets, Cavs, Rockets. I mean, they're in Houston, so you never know, I guess. Houston is a historically terrible, they have a historically terrible balance between their home record and their road record this year, which is kind of crazy. But the Rockets are at home, so maybe there's a chance. Outside of that, doesn't look like a great, great possibility for the Magic tomorrow. Looking on Sunday, same fixtures as tonight. You got Magic, Raptors, Heat, Pistons, except Bucks, Suns. And I'm still including the Bucks. We're 4 games back, okay? I'm still including them. There's a chance, all right? Next week, though, is where it gets really interesting. And I'll save, the rest of this spreadsheet. I mean, look at this stretch here for New York. Some other ones here. We'll talk more about that on Sunday because next week is very, very spicy. I mean, look at this. Okay, we'll talk about it really fast here. Look at this. Next, what is that, the 22nd? A week from today, next Friday, Heat, Pelicans, Sixers, Lakers, Pacers, Warriors, Cavs, Timberwolves. Inject that into my veins, please and thank you. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up tonight by talking about the homestand. The homestand that is right around the corner. I'm so excited. We talked about it earlier, but this team has been looking forward to this all season long and with good reason. Let's take a look at it. Obviously, we turn back around and play Toronto on Sunday, a game you have to win. No Scottie Barnes. You should crush Toronto on Sunday. Then you have Tuesday, Charlotte, a feisty team. Obviously, Jonathan, Luke, myself, we just saw Charlotte, in person up in North Carolina last week. Feisty team. It's a Steve Clifford coach team. They're going to give it your best. If the Magic are who we think they are, they should win this game. They should start 2-0 in this homestand. New Orleans next Thursday. That's a tough game. New Orleans is a very good team. I wish we had them on the second night of a back-to-back, but instead Miami gets them on the second night of a back-to-back. They play in Miami the next night. But hey, That should be a good game. The Magic should be able to put up a fight there. Same thing with Sacramento. Feisty team, good team, a team the Magic should put a fight up against. So if you ask me, Magic need to split these. You got to get one win out of New Orleans and Sacramento combined. If you get both, great. Same thing with this stretch here. Golden State and the Clippers. If you can find a way to win one of those, I'm feeling good. If you can go 2-2, if you can split this New Orleans, Sacramento, Golden State, LA Clippers stretch, feeling great. Because then you got Memphis and Portland to close it out. You go 4-0 when you combine the first two and the last two. You go 2-2 in the middle four. And what does that get you? 6-2. Math. 6-2 on the homestand. Give me that all day, every day. All day, every day. Because then if you're 6-2 in the homestand, that puts you at 45-30. 15 games over 500 coming out of that homestand. And then you wrap up the season with New Orleans, Charlotte, Chicago, Houston, Milwaukee, Philly, Milwaukee. Oh my gosh. It's possible. Go 6-2 at home, and I'll take it, guys. One last round here, looking at the chat. Obviously, we just talked about a lot, and it's... let's see here. Everett says, J.I. and Suggs are the key. It feels like they could be. Blaze says, J.I. three-point shooting is improving. He's been the best three-point shooter on the Magic since the All-Star break. He's shooting like... It was like 65% coming into this game or something. What was it? No, maybe not since the All-Star break. I think it was 44% since the All-Star break. 65% the last couple weeks. I don't remember what it is. Whatever. He's shooting the lights out. Let's see. Steven says 52 points in the paint is too low for us versus a team with zero shot blockers available. 100% agree. 100%. The Magic started the game pretty well. In that stretch in the second quarter, they totally got away from that. They totally got away from getting in the paint. And then I felt like in the second half, they ended up, you know, doing that a lot better. Thanks, praises. How about this? It says, do we believe Miami aren't playing their best to intentionally play Boston in the first round? That's a spicy conspiracy theory that I enjoy, but I would be shocked. That would be kind of crazy. Because if you're doing that, that means you're risking it in the play-in. And that is a dangerous game. Dangerous game to play there. Colin says, turnovers need to be more limited heading into postseason. You got that right, man. Teams will feast on some of the turnovers like we had tonight. And we've had all season. Do you believe in says, Kevin's Kia sheet. You said you wanted an alliteration sponsor. Go big. Hey, I might have to reach out to them. Oh, man. Luke says, Isaac is up to 36% on threes this year after this recent stretch. Love to see that. Mainly because he shoots low volume, but it's great to see. It is. Matt says, this year the Celtics will kill them, referring to the Heat. I 100% agree. I think the Heat are... I'm not scared of the Heat. If we can find a way to play the Heat, it'd be great. Like, if we can find a way to get three and they get six, I would feel so good about playing the Heat in the first round. I feel great. I feel great. Let's see here. Do you believe in says, if our free throw percent was what it has been in the past, this wouldn't have been a W. Nice numbers tonight. Yeah. Free throw shooting was big time. Geisa says, do we have the tiebreaker over the Pacers? Yes, we do have the tiebreaker. We went 2-1 against the Pacers this season. And so we do have the tiebreaker. Ferg says, shout out fans of Magic from Austria. Let's go. Austria checking in tonight. Love that. Thanks for watching. Nathan, I love this too. He said, loved how JT wanted the Heat in round one. Absolute mad lad here for the chaos. Yeah. In case you're not familiar with what Nathan's referring to there, our episode of the Six-Man Show that came out yesterday not only featured that quick interview with Paolo Banchero, but a long segment with Jeff Turner, obviously color commentator for the Magic and former Magic player. And he was asked, you know, Luke asked him, who do you want to play in the first round if you had to pick? And he's like, I want Miami. Let's go. Let's ignite the rivalry, which I think is so much fun. So much fun. I love Paolo Banchero says, what do you think about Gary Trent Jr. on Orlando? Wouldn't he be such a great piece? That dude is a walking bucket on certain nights, man. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun. All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for us. A nice little coming up on 40 minutes here. A fun night. Again, we're taking the wins as we can get them. Zaki says, 50 wins. It's possible. Do you believe in says, Maniacs, don't hop off before hitting the like. Please hit the like button on your way out, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Obviously, we'll be back Sunday night. Actually, Jonathan's hosting that one. Jonathan will host the postgame live on Sunday after that home game against the Raptors. Let's get another win on Sunday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. And until then, of course, you know, let's go Magic.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.